Good evening, America. This is James with My Two Cents. Starting my first official podcast here. I'm going to kind of explain what I would like to accomplish out of this. Basically, a variety of topics is kind of where I want to go. There's nothing really, you know, one direction I lean. If I do, it's probably leaning toward politics or even sports. Imagine that, probably the two most contrast things in today's world. I'm not going to beat around the bush for much time here. Let's just see if I can't intrigue you guys with some of my information and some of the comments and ideas I have. Well, let's talk about Donald J. Trump. You know, I want to get to the person who he is, what he's about, what he was always about, and what he's going to be about tomorrow or 10 years from now. There's a lot of misconception with him. And I think the biggest thing is just those that didn't know who he was before, especially that younger generation. They listen to what he is now, which honestly is pretty well misrepresented. The guy doesn't do himself any favors, that's for sure. You know, he's probably his own worst enemy. However, it's such a stark contrast compared to what we're used to whenever he speaks or tweets, anything like that, because he's a little eccentric how he does it, even for an average person. But to be a person in politics, let alone the president of the United States, nobody's ever spoke that way. And I think it couldn't have come at a better time, honestly, with basically everything coming to a head as far as political diversity, freedom of speech, you know, Black Lives Matter, Me Too movement. There's a lot of stuff going on there. And it works for him and it works against him. Obviously, those who support him love it. I do support the man as the president of the United States. I respect his office. Do I agree with everything? Heck no. I definitely don't. I never will. I didn't with any president. My biggest problem is that there's too many people that want him to fail, and that's not right. Me personally, take Obama for example. When Obama came onto the screen and he decided to run for president, I in no way, shape, or form thought he would be the next president. I really didn't. And maybe that's just my, you know, being an amateur political commentator, I guess, if you will. But that's, I just didn't think he had a chance. As he went on, it was clear as day that he was probably going to win. Now, he has a phenomenal way of speaking and those kinds of things, so it works real well for him. But the reality of it is just like Trump, he came at a time where we really needed hope and change. Exactly what the country wanted to hear. That was the best quote and campaign slogan of all time. I like Make America Great Again, but that was hope and change. The problem was, he didn't do nothing. And I say that vaguely. I mean, he obviously did stuff, but he really didn't, except for divide this country. A lot of things he left undone. He was just real smooth about how he did things. Now, when he was elected, I obviously did not vote for him. I no way I was going to vote for him. And it had nothing to do with the fact that he was black. I'd give a shit less about that. If he could do the job, great. I love it. I didn't vote for him because I didn't like some of the things he stood for. We just disagreed politically. But as far as his message goes and the overall idea, I thought, well, maybe that'll be good. So he becomes president. Although I disagreed and really didn't like him, especially that first 4 years, I fully backed him and definitely respected him as the person in that office. That held that office. He was a democratically elected official. End of story. But I wanted him to succeed. That's all I wanted him to do. Even if it was not everything I agreed on, I wanted him to still succeed. Now, that second 4 years, Wow. I'm speechless. He changed our country for the worst, in my opinion, that last 4 years, to the point where it has damn near tore us apart. Obviously, we're all going to see things differently. I grew up in the Northwest. I'm pretty conservative, middle class, served in the military, those kinds of things. But and I get it. You come from different. I've never grown up in the inner city. I'm not a young black man growing up in the inner city. I'm a, if you will, I'm a tall, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, brownish blonde hair, I guess now, white guy. And I think there is some truth to the stereotypes out there. I've never ever been discriminated against, really. So I don't know what that's like. I know I've discriminated against people. I'll be the first to admit that. I think a lot of it was subconsciously, just did it. Didn't really necessarily wasn't doing it because of a color. Just for whatever reason, I did it. Is it right? No. I'm gonna own up to it. Did I learn from it? Heck yes. And I'm gonna try to continue to learn from it. That's the problem. You don't learn from it, But nonetheless, Trump comes on board. And he's completely different from Obama in every which way there is possible. I mean, different for most people in general, but to, step in there in the Oval Office, I mean, you don't get much different than President Barack Obama and Donald J. Trump. So that door opening left a lot of criticism to be had, but it also left some praise. Here's my theory on this. Again, so I call this my two cents. This is what I think. I voted for Donald Trump because he sounded like to me while he was running a campaign that he was there to actually bring change, to actually bring our country back. We had failed everybody, really, to be honest with you. We all are at fault here. And this is hard not to get off topic here because there's so many different things going on right now, and I want to talk about everything. But I'm 37 years old, so I've known who Donald Trump was since I was probably 10 or 12 years old. It's probably the first time I heard him. So early 90s. Heard a lot about him in the early 2000s. That's when he really started to become mainstream. I knew who Donald Trump was. I knew what he was. I listened to Howard Stern a lot. You got to know the real Donald Trump on there. Did I think Donald Trump was your typical choir boy that was, thumping the Bible at night and praying and, all that good, wholesome American boy stuff? No. He is a eccentric, wealthy man with wealthy habits, if you will. Do I think for one second that he has not dabbled in extramarital affairs? I don't doubt it one bit. I don't know any, I have no proof of that, but I don't doubt it. But if we're going to base it, everything that he does off that, then Hillary Clinton should have never even been considered that because she was part of Bill Clinton's problems. I don't mean that like she didn't do her job at home, and that's why he. I mean that she helped cover it up. She backed him. He bullied women. Hell, she got a rapist off. A horrible story about that girl getting raped when she was, I don't know, like 9 years old or something like that. And the audio tape's out there. And that's the kind of stuff that's wrong. I don't like Hillary. I don't like her one bit. You could have put anybody in there, and I'd have voted different. Or, I mean, I would have considered him for a president on the Democratic side, but not her. I think that she's evil. I do. I think that there's a lot of stuff wrong with her. I don't think Donald Trump is evil. I think he might be misguided and he might be a little, I'll just say it simple, stupid when he talks, but he's obviously extremely intelligent. He really is. And he's successful. And people can say, oh, well, he started out as a millionaire, his dad. You know what? There ain't a damn person in this country that if their parents were not rich, growing up in that, and he said, "Hey, I'll give you $1 million, whatever, $10 million, whatever it may be. You go be who you can be." Nobody's gonna, you know, say no to that. Some are gonna squander it away on nothing and end up with nothing. Others are gonna do what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump built an empire. He took a couple $1 million, I can't remember the exact number to be honest with you, and he turned it into $14 billion worth, if you will, however you want to say that. So, and in doing so, he got famous. He got Playboys. He got porn stars. He married some beautiful women. He had some beautiful children. Respectable children, actually. Very down to earth and respectable. Every one of them's got a college education. Every one of them has worked their butt off to be where they're at. There's something to be said about that. And, you know, the man don't smoke. He don't drink. They say something about don't trust a man that doesn't drink, I think, but I'll let that slide. You know, it's a tough thing. Those that support him and stand by him, the forever Trumpers, if you will, against the never Trumpers, they say, well, he can't do no wrong. No, the guy can do wrong. And I disagree with a lot of things. But when I voted for Donald Trump, I knew he was going to shake things up. He was in drain the swamp. That's what he said. And I knew it wasn't going to be pretty how he did it. I also knew that he's got history. I mean, Jesus, this guy got caught on tape talking about grabbing women by the pussy. I mean, we've all said some, and I like his description of it. It's locker room talk. In God's honest truth, I have sat in rooms with some of the most professional men and women I've ever met in my life. Very successful people, millionaires, doctors, lawyers. And I've heard some of the most grotesque, sexist, racist things come out of black, white, Mexican, female, male. I mean, it didn't matter. When you're among friends, or you're just shooting the shit, if you will, sometimes you say things to be cool. Sometimes you say things because you believe it. Sometimes you say things just because they roll off the tongue. And for people to absolutely just crucify you for it and act as if they've never done it, that's my problem. We're all guilty. Every goddamn one of us are guilty. You know, and this high horse thing and you know, pretending not to be the same as somebody else is bullshit. So when he got elected, those of us that voted for him, we knew who we were getting. We were supporting the policy and the idea behind the man, not necessarily the man and the baggage he brought. Now, would I like to see some of that baggage disappear? Absolutely. I'll take the good with the bad. Nobody's perfect, and the president definitely is not going to be. And we need to back off on holding him to that standard. Now, he needs to be a better person and above average than the rest of us. But that doesn't mean he's perfect. So with that said, I'm going to kind of wrap this up real quick here. My biggest attraction to Donald Trump when he was running was I felt genuine honesty out of him. And maybe that's because you got to see the crude remarks and you got to see how he is and you get to see how he talks and he does say stupid shit and he does say, hey, I like people that don't get captured. That's one of the comments I wish he'd take back. And I differed from John McCain on political views towards the end because I think he kind of started leaning left. But the man himself, as a man, John McCain, wow, what a man. In every aspect, he was the epitome of a war hero, a father, a leader. So, you know, it's those kinds of things. But we all say stupid shit. We all say something and go, God dang it, why did we say that? Heat of the moment. But we're so trained to think that politicians don't do that, that we've created this bubble around them. And he's just popped the shit out of that bubble. So we've got to open our eyes, understand where we're at right now. And if the man was racist, or if he didn't care about anybody but the whites or the wealthy, he would not fight like he does to fix inner cities. He wouldn't fight for better housing. He wouldn't put one of the greatest minds and surgeons in the history of America, Ben Carson, in control of HUD, Housing for Urban Development. This is a man that grew up in lower income housing in Cleveland. So, you know, some rich white guy don't need to be running that. I'm sorry. Now, I do agree with putting rich white guys in charge of the Treasury and some other things like that. You know, I mean, it kind of makes sense. They go, well, how you, you know, well, why not? The damn guy knows what he's doing with money, obviously. Jesus. I mean, you don't put a stupid person, you know, or somebody that can't count behind a counter to be to run a cash register. I mean, that's just dumb. It's bad business. But he was going to shake it up. And he is shaking it up. But shaking it up to the point where it's just, I mean, the left side has absolutely lost their mind. And maybe the right would have lost their mind had the roles be reversed. I don't know. I like to think we wouldn't. And I don't think we would to the extent that the left is. The left has absolutely lost it. To the point where if I was a leaning lefty or a liberal or progressive, socialist, whatever the hell you want to call yourself, I would be ashamed of how people act, because regardless of what you feel about a person, you should never attack them. You should never harass them. Nothing along those lines. That is not right. Not one bit. Political violence is not the answer. You know, so we've got to get away from that kind of stuff. And I just truly believe that that's what's really tearing us apart right now. Let's all be adults and let's stand up for what's right. Speak your mind. Protest if you feel you need to. Do it without violence. And if you can't show your face while you protest, then you do not deserve the right to, nor do you have any ground to stand on with me. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you stand for, even if it's something I disagree with. But if you're so passionate about something, but you got to cover your face with a red handkerchief and call yourself Antifa and beat up old war heroes, you got to remember there's different generations, different times. There was a time where kids grow up, he was supposed to hate a black man. That ain't how it is now. There was a time that it was okay to slap a woman on the ass in the workplace. Not no more. We crack all the jokes about how the good old days are over. I've cracked my fair share of them. Hell, I'd love to have a hot little big-titted secretary getting me whiskey while I'm working in the towers, you know? The idea of it and the funny joke side of it is great. Is it a reality? Is it proper? Is it really what I want for my daughter? Hell no. Not in a million years. And sometimes it takes having a daughter, beautiful 6-year-old girl that I have, strong-willed, to realize that is not the answer and that is not how life is supposed to be, especially for women. This Me Too thing, I like it. I think it's gone a little far. I think it criminalizes and convicts people instantly, and that's kind of unfortunate. Due process is kind of thrown out the window. I think a lot of those guys are probably innocent to a point. Then there's a lot that are absolute scumbags. Your Harvey Weinsteins and your Les Moonves, your Matt Lauers. Those guys sound like real dirtbags. I'm sorry. But you gotta go put Bill Clinton in there too. If you're going to be pointing fingers, I mean, Bill Clinton's the worst. I mean, the guy has had multiple women claim he raped him. And the stories he said, you know, it's just unfortunate. And I never want my daughter to have to climb a corporate ladder in any way other than by hard work based off of what she can do as a person and in her job performance. Not if she sets on the right lap or wears the right mini skirt or sucks the right person off at the top of the tower. That is just wrong. Like I said, I'm ex-military. I'm fairly crude and rude, if you will, and I don't have a very much of a buffer, and I sure the hell ain't politically correct, but I am very well versed in common sense in what's right and what's wrong. Just because I crack a joke about something or make a joke about something or do something does not mean I necessarily believe it. Now, that could be looked at as a contradiction or a oxymoron, if you will, or whatever you want to call it, but that's how I think. So with that said, I am proud of a lot of these women out here that fight, that do what they need to succeed. My wife is another one. Really hard-working woman. Probably the best woman I've ever known in my life. Guess I should have to say that, you know. People say, oh, you got to say it's your wife. No, she really is. I don't deserve her. But to be continued.